Maricopa County Assessor Paul Peterson is accused of running an illegal adoption ring involving women from the U.S. Marshall Islands. Peterson was arrested in California yesterday while on vacation with his family. Detectives from the Arizona Department of Public Safety served search warrants on his Mesa home and business. Peterson faces dozens of felony charges in Arizona, Utah, and Arkansas. Investigative reporter Emily Dugdale wrote several stories for Hawaii Civil Beat on the illicit adoption trade and the role Peterson and an accomplice played. Dugdale is now a Los Angeles-based reporter and is with me. Emily, what did you uncover in your reporting on Paul Peterson and others?
Yeah, so Paul Peterson is actually a really interesting case. In our reporting, we looked at several lawyers who are engaged in similar activities as Paul. Paul actually did missionary work in the Marshall Islands in the 1990s. And when he was there, he made contacts with the Marshallese people. He became very close to people there. And that's where he kind of like planted the seeds of his adoption business. He runs a private adoption company, and they operate in several states. So we uncovered that Paul, you know, through this connection with the Marshall Islands, and also through a connection that he built with the LDS Church and with many LDS families, he actually he pays for Marshallese women to fly to the U.S. When they get here, he puts them up in houses, and when they give birth, they receive many times some kind of compensation for that. Oftentimes they end up flying back home. He pays for that, or they try to stay in the state in which they gave birth.
Were these women, did they know what they were getting into? Were they allegedly duped by Paul Peterson and others?
I think that's really important to underscore. And I'm going to get a little bit, to answer that question, I'm going to get a little bit into cultural differences in the Marshall Islands with the word adoption. Adoptions are actually very common in the Marshall Islands, but they are very informal. So let's say my sister can't have children and I have several children. I might give one of my children to my sister and she might raise that child as her own. But I never stopped becoming that person's mother. That kind of separation that we do here in the U.S., where it's a legal process and, you know, we have to go in front of a judge or file paperwork, that doesn't happen in the Marshall Islands. So a lot of these women, they did not completely understand what they were doing. And more so, they were getting bad information. Other than Paul Peterson, actually, in this case, there's another woman who's been indicted. Her name is Linwood Jeanette. She operated as essentially a translator for Paul Peterson. And we have, been talking to women who, did this process with Paul. We uncovered that, she wasn't always telling women exactly what was going to happen. Many of the women we talked to, they told us that they thought their children were coming back to them at age 18. And many of them, unfortunately, we had to be the ones to tell them that's not what's going to happen. And many of the women that we talked to, they didn't believe us and still continue to believe their children, who are now being raised by American families, will come back to them.
Marshall Islands passed a law that was intended to prevent these women and their babies from being taken advantage of. But clearly, it seems as though certain attorneys or certain connected people are able to find a way around that. Is it easy, or do you have to have legal knowledge to do it? Are there loopholes in the law? What's going on there?
So in the 90s, this adoption boom, there was an adoption boom happening in the Marshall Islands, where there were a lot of adoption agencies that were setting up in the Marshall Islands, and American couples were flying to the Marshall Islands to take these children. They would go in front of a court in the Marshall Islands, and then they would take the children home. The Marshallese government became so concerned at the influx of children that were leaving that they actually made that they made that illegal. So you can no longer solicit for adoption. Can no longer solicit women for adoption on the island. Unfortunately, what is happening is that these lawyers, this is the lawyers who are perpetuating this, are using a loophole in an agreement that the U.S. has with the Marshall Islands. It's called the Compact of Free Association. It's a really important point here, because that basically means that this agreement means that these women are able to fly to the U.S. visa-free. Now, the law says that, and this was amended in the early 2000s, the law says that if a woman is pregnant, she is not able to enter the country without a visa. But unfortunately, what is happening is, as you can imagine, so many people are going through our TSA process, our border process, that a lot of these officers and agents, they're not quite clear on this law. It's a pretty niche rule. And also, you can be pregnant. You just can't, be doing an adoption. So it's very hard for a lot of these folks to say that these women are coming in with the intent to give up their children. A lot of these lawyers are coaching these women to say certain things when they are questioned about what the purpose of their visit is. So that's how they're kind of getting through this loophole in the law that says that if pregnant women are looking to do an adoption in this country, they have to have a visa.
So, Emily, later this morning, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich is going to have a press conference to announce charges against Paul Peterson. What does it say to you that an attorney general of a state and perhaps other states may be getting involved in this sort of thing? What do you think it tells you about the process going forward potentially?
I think the point to underscore here is that the Marshallese people do not want this to be happening. Many people have been trying for a long time to get somebody to care about these women. As you can imagine, these women are some of the most vulnerable people you can think of. They're very young. The island that they come from is very poor. There's not a lot of opportunity there. This pipeline has been exploited for decades. It's a good thing. I'm hoping, the first of many big changes that are going to happen in order to safeguard these women and safeguard this country, who only has about 60,000 people.
Emily Dugdale is a reporter based in Los Angeles. She's done investigative work looking into these Marshallese adoptions. Emily, thanks so much for your work and thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.